or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Sunday afternoon service of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Moody's are the teacher for the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
We call them hired guns or prostitutes. They prostitute their services. They will lie for pay. I have to deal many times, well, I would say many times, but occasionally I find myself on the other side. And I know this man's lying. Now, how am I going to conduct myself? Well, I'm going to do everything I can to conduct myself in a Christian manner. I'm not going to lie. Win, lose, or draw, I'm not going to lie. But there are those who are willing to. They're willing to lie. This all has a severely chilling effect on all phases of religious activities, growth, and survival. You can see how this would dampen it out. There is another contradictory and disturbing phenomenon that is developing. A number of ministers, rabbis, and priests who spoke say that when a tough situation comes up, they refer the member to a psychologist or psychiatrist. I find this to be an incredible incongruity. To avoid the inability to handle a troubled man, woman, or child, and to pass the buck, and now the legal responsibility, these shepherds send their sheep to the butcher. How's that for a good term for a psychiatrist? Instead of handling them as we have always have handled our troubled folk in the past. Are they deserting their prime directive? When the days are sunny and the roads are good, they are all smiles and help with the collection plate. Let me have your money. When times get bad, they wash your hands of the troubled member and send him off for treatment, which will invariably invoke behavior-modifying drugs such as Elavil, Valium, or worse. Frequently, this will involve electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, commonly known as shock treatment. That's very, very hard on a person. The doctor ties the patient down, places a towel between his teeth, places an electrode on each temple, and slams cell-shattering volts of electricity through his brain. This usually calms the patient. It actually gives him another larger problem. This is a destructive therapy. In fact, I believe most psychiatric treatment is destructive therapy. This may help his neighbors, but it destroys the patient. Then there will be episodic confinements in various kinds of institutions at great cost from then on, plus the loss of memory, productivity, creativity, ability, and even individuality. All of this so-called therapy brands and labels him effectively, removes him from society as being mentally ill, crazy, a pariah. The ministers are becoming social directors of their social clubs, delivering motivational speeches with an overtone of hope. From the citadel of hope and love, there has been a massive AWOL and even treason in many churches and ministries. They're offering hope, but the help is being farmed out. And what is the basis of the expertise of those whom the hapless member is referring? Dr. Sigmund Freud, father of psychoanalysis, wrote that religion was the universal obsessional neurosis of humanity. Do you realize you have the universal obsessional neurosis of humanity? That's what the psychiatrists think about your religion, about Christianity. Their religions was, listen to this one, patently infantile. You're just a bunch of children. And characteristic of a primitive stage in the development of civilization. And in varying degrees, the view persists in psychology. That's sort of the lesser of two evils. These doctors deny that man is a spiritual being, but that he is the coincidental collision of chemicals and neurons in a meaningless and totally accidental and meaningless universe of equally meaningless purpose, all without hope, help, soul, or spirit. Psychiatry rejects all religion as an opiate of the people and denigrates faith as an illusion. They label spirituality as pathology. How about that one? Our spirituality is pathology. And mental illness, that's even worse, and describe religious experience as disorder. You're a bunch of disorderly people. All requiring treatments. You need treatment. All of you need to go to the psychiatrist and get your religion taken care of. This is well explained in the text they studied to get their certificates and in their Bible. They have a Bible, too. It's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM the Third. And if you check it out, you find out about every characteristic of a human being, there's something wrong with him. In this manual, almost any activity or behavior of man is labeled symptomatic of a disorder. And further, it directs therapies for these created disorders. You need drugs. You need ECT. You need to be locked up. This treatment is usually behavior-modifying drugs to be administered only by the high priest of psychiatry. Psychology originally meant psych, spiritology, study of, or study of the spirit by failing to have any faith in or tangible proof of the existence or whereabouts of the spirit. Psychiatry and psychology have long since abandoned such foolishness, for to them, obviously, there is no spirit or soul, and any belief in such is clearly symptomatic of a serious mental illness that demands treatment according to their baseless science. And to make it worse, they admit that they know nothing of the mind, they admit that they deny the spirit, and they admit that they have never cured anyone. I'll have to read that to you again. And to make it worse, they admit that they know nothing of the mind, they admit that they deny the spirit, and they admit that they have never cured anyone. You know, you can go to a psychiatrist 15 years for your schizophrenia. He won't cure it. They just try to control it. They try to control the demons. There are helpers to whom our helpless sheep are sent by our shepherds of the cloth in the name of help. I know one fellow in town. He's a doctor and a pastor. He sends all of his people who have problems to the psychiatrist. A number of nationally prominent psychiatrists and psychologists spoke at the seminar. Three of them were Drs. Richard Delgado, Richard Oshie, and Louis Jolin West, all associates and affiliated with Stanford University, who have been involved in experience with LSD, drugs, brain surgery, and ECT. Dr. West gave Tesco, a Los Angeles Zoo elephant, such a dose of LSD that the beloved elephant died. These men were arrogant and sneered at the idea that the First Amendment should protect such obviously deluded and mentally disordered people as the Hare Krishnas, Moonies, Scientologists, and Fundamentalists. They lumped the fundamentalists in there. How many of you think of yourself as a fundamentalist? I do. I think of myself as a fundamentalist. I fundamentally believe the Bible. I'm a fundamental Christian. Okay? You're lumped in there with these others. These same people who I feel should never have been given such a forum of such a redoubtable institution as ABA are conspicuously present in trials and make themselves available as experts to testify against the churches. These men are out to get you. They're out to get the churches. They're anti-Christian. They hate God. They don't believe there's a God. Their anti-clerical intent was not concealed. It was very overt, and clearly these non-mainstream religious groups were only the appetizers for the big meal to come. There is a crazy conflict here. All of society and its religions are in a pincer movement, and the single hand of psychiatry backed by the AMA holds the tweezers. Catholic, Jews, and many Protestant churches are requiring that their priests, rabbis, and ministers take courses in psychology and psychoanalysis, and even some require psychoanalysis as a requisite to certification. This marriage of conflicting technologies demands the adoption and usage of the techniques and think, and in general, getting into bed with a technology that violently disavows and denies everything sacred and good that we most steadfastly believe in. Incredible. Isn't it incredible that the pastors of churches would send their people to the psychiatrists who are totally anti-church? Now, where's the sense of that? Tell me. Am I missing something? Is there any sense of that? I don't see any sense at all to it. All speakers against the First Amendment in favor of large judgment against the churches maintain that the First Amendment guarantees the freedom to believe but not the freedom to do. This phrase was repeated over and over by the pro-lawsuit speakers and the psychiatric community, who are all considered national experts and opinion leaders in this country at the time of this subject matter. This is what is going on today. This is what I'm telling you. Where does this lead? Logical extension of this through time by projecting this accelerating and proliferating movement into the next century leads us to an inescapable and barren millennium of godless, soulless autonomy of psychiatry under what they labeled in a seminar as a secular model as opposed to the religious model. Two more site-created phrases creeping into our language meaning psychiatry or religion. What do you think they want? You think they want psychiatry or religion? No, they want to eliminate religion. They want to eliminate you. They want to eliminate Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Eliminate Glenn and Irma and Gina and Earlene. I see our churches willingly and even enthusiastically rushing to embrace this grinning, knowing seducer whose purposes are to destroy all religion except his own, which it is itself a cult of mind and soul control that smacks of things that go bump in the night. That's amazing. Now, what could that bring about? Well, basically, it would shut down ministries like Early and I. It would shut down Lake County Bible Camp. It would shut down churches, shut down denominations. And see, I can understand this probably far better than any of you, unless you've been involved with the law. How that someone could come here to your church, and maybe you give them wrong counseling or something. They go commit suicide, or do something that causes a tremendous damage in their life money-wise. So they take you to court, and they sue you for $1 million, and because this is Arkansas and they can get punitive damages, they want three times that much. So they sue for $3 million, and they get it. So you get a real skilled lawyer up there. Some, these attorneys, they live by their words. They're masters of words. And some of them are good. Some of them are really good. Occasionally I'll get in a deposition with one, and I can tell this is an old pro. He is so good. It's like dealing. I mean, this man is over. He's so good. He's so nice to you. He's so smooth. And man, it's just like he's cutting you with a sharp knife. Some of these people are really good. And they can go before the jury. They can inflame the jury. They can get multi-$1 million damages. I understand that. So where is this going to lead? Psychiatry wants to take over. Why do they want to take over? Why would they want to take over? They want the money. Just pure greed. And then hate for religion, hate for Christianity, hate for Jesus Christ. They want to basically take over. It's like early on. I'm not really sure what would happen if someone were to take us to court. Now, we don't charge anything for our services. And there's one good thing out of that. If you don't charge anything, it's hard for them to find any fault with you. Okay. But churches are a little different. They take up offerings and so forth. So, I don't know. Are we going to quit? Am I going to let this stop me from ministering to people? No, I'm not. And I doubt that Glenn and Irma will let this stop them either. Now, why would we go on? See, I'm telling you that Early and I are risking everything that we have. Everything we have. Everything we've accumulated through 55 years of living. We are risking that to help you. Not here. I'm not sure what the law would read, how, if the camp got sued and I was ministering, I don't know how that would read. Okay, it's a little different situation. But in our home, you see, we're totally responsible for what we do in our home. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to quit? No, I'm not going to quit. And I doubt that Glenn and Irma will quit. This place faces lawsuits. Okay, and they're going to face them in the future. Okay, are they going to quit? Are they going to cower it out? Well, we can't help anybody. We just get up here and make you feel good. Send you to a psychiatrist. No. Now, what is the difference? The difference that I see is that God has showed us how to help people. I mean, man, when people leave our home, they're changed people. And God has showed us how to counsel with them. The same with Glenn and Irma. The same with this camp. Okay, so you come in here. People come in here. I mean, I look out there and, boy, I see the hurting population. You come up here with all kinds of problems. Serious. I mean, boy. Sometimes the people can't even hardly walk in the door. They're in such trouble. Well, okay, but they get help. And many times they get very deep help. So we're going to continue. I believe Glenn and Irma are going to continue. But that's what's facing the public. Now, okay, how about these churches out there that don't believe in deliverance? Or how about these churches out there that some of them have some pretty far-out doctrine, even though they're Christian? So they come in, you know, and they make the man a promise. You know, they come in, the man is suicidal, and so they're making some dumb promise. They don't try to help him. They just try to sugarcoat his problem. I've seen many churches that try to sugarcoat problems. Okay, so the poor old fellow, you know, he came in and this counselor, I didn't know much about anything. He didn't believe in deliverance. So he gives me some platitude. How many of you preachers are good at giving platitudes? If people come up for help, and you say, well, I'm tired, you know, and it's getting late and I need to catch my plane. And so this person's standing there in front of you and you want to get rid of them. So you give them a platitude. And so they go and they commit suicide or murder their wife or something. Well, this is what is happening in a lot of churches. They don't have any power. They don't know how to help people. They don't know how to counsel. They don't know how to minister. They don't know how to cast demons out. Okay, they're in trouble. They got two choices. One is continue their platitudes and send a lawsuit or quit. This becomes social clubs. Well, I'll go to my social club and the preacher will make me feel good. It won't really help me any. Just make me feel good. Give me a social sermon. Maybe he'll preach about how we need to go down and march on the streets for the poor or something. Okay, and this is what is happening. So your churches, by and large, are becoming more and more powerless, more and more prone to suits, more and more likely to be shut down, more and more void of the power of God. Now, I praise God for Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. I truly believe the Lake Hamlin Bible Camp does more. Lake Hamlin Bible Camp does far more to help people than my own church. And my church believes in deliverance. But what happens here helps a lot of people here, and it helps a lot of people around the world. This is why I support it. I support it because they're doing a good work for God. It lines up with what the Lord told us to do. A lot of people are helped. And praise God for that. But most churches can't help people. It's really sad. This is one of the things that we're facing as Christians. It's very serious. And you're going to see more and more of it in the future. I mean, I can see how the legal system can bankrupt denominations and churches. Okay, praise the Lord. I've been going for about an hour here. We need to do some deliverance. I got something else that's pretty strong here. Okay, if you could see what was going on in the world, you wouldn't be complacent. You would be interceding. You would be warring. I shudder. I really shudder when I see what's coming down on us. Can you see that if we do things like murder 1.5 million babies a year, that God is just going to let us go scot-free? Think he's going to do something? You think he's going to do something? You think he's going to spare the United States just because there's some Christians here? You're going to be in there with like in the Old Testament. When the countries got conquered, the prophets went with them. Maybe the prophets got treated pretty well, but nevertheless, they went into captivity. And it really grieves me. I see so much blindness in Christianity. It really grieves me. It's just like, you know, I see it everywhere I go. It's like the Christians want to cover their eyes up. Well, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I mean, if I don't bother Satan, he won't bother me. I just go about and do my thing, and I'm appalled at it. Yeah, it's just like part of our what I call it ministry burden is our daughter and son-in-law and our grandson. They're young. They don't like to hear us talk this way. Earlene's girlfriend. She just spent 2 weeks on a vacation with her girlfriend, so about the same age she is. This woman is mature. She doesn't want to hear about these things. Well, that's the state of America. You don't want to hear about these things. Down the road until it happens, and then you're going to cry out to God, Lord, why did it happen? It's really sickening to me. I mean, how many of you read? You know, praise God that you read. A lot of people don't like to read. They're so lazy. They just want to sit around and watch a television set or something. They don't want to read. They don't want to find out what's going on. They don't want to study the hard parts of the Bible. Now, what I have found is early and I have gone on with the Lord, that veil has been removed. It came through repentance, through learning what the Bible said, through being willing to take persecution and so forth. What would I recommend you do? Go on with God. Get out of your denominational dinghy. Open up that denominational box. Do whatever God tells you to do. You'll suffer for it. You'll suffer persecution and affliction and and so forth. But it's well worth it. Find out find out for yourself what's going on. I am really appalled. It's really true, like his sister said. It's like there's a veil, over us. Now, that veil is not over Erlene and I. Now, I'm sure we still got a certain amount of veil. I'm sure there's a lot we've got to learn, a lot further we've got to go and everything. Sure. All through our life, we'll be constantly learning. But as we have gone through this, out of the traditional church to the halfway house to the full gospel church to deliverance churches, we've gone through all of these. There have been veils that have been lifted off of us at every step. Now, I don't know what veil is on me right now, Glenn. I'm sure I've probably got my share of ignorance. I'm a lot less ignorant than I used to be, but no telling what I'm ignorant about. I feel there's tremendous things. Let me try this approach on you. Do you think that God set up a system for you to lose as Christians? Do you think the Bible set up that as a Christian you're supposed to lose?
No.
All right, well, why aren't you winning? As I study the Bible, I get glimmers of things. It really excites me. I think God set up a system that's so powerful for Christians that we don't comprehend it. I really truly think we don't understand how to apply what God gave us. That's true. We've come a long ways. Man, have we come a long ways. But I think what's in here is so powerful. We don't even comprehend it. I think there's power in here for Christianity to control the world. That's what I really think. But we're not doing it. I don't think we know how to do it. So I see some glimmers of things that are really exciting to me. Praise God. You see that too, Glenn? Praise God. Maybe, we're learning. I think of the Christian walk as a walk. It's just a walk. And I'm constantly learning. I've studied deliverance for 13 to 14 years. I'm constantly learning. I learn from other ministers up here. I listen very intently to the other ministers. What can I learn from them? Like Blanche. What can I learn from Blanche? What has Blanche picked up? Well, Blanche was talking about the python spirit. All right, what can I learn from Blanche about the python spirit? It's a very powerful spirit. So I listen very intently to all the teaching. It challenges me. There's a lot of challenge in teaching up here. I mean, I hope you don't go to sleep. Many times it's over my head. I mean, they'll say things I don't understand. But you see, as I've come up here through the years, I understand more and more of what they're saying. So I learn. I listen. And then also I check the other teachers out for false doctrine. You know, I'm careful that they don't put any false doctrine off on me. Okay, so I'm very intent. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to protect myself. I'm trying to go on with God. Lord, what do you want me to learn? And I come up to the camp. I know what God wants me to do up here. What do you want me to do this week, Lord? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to help? See, I know I'm going to be blessed spiritually. I mean, every time I come, I get blessed. I've been blessed already. It's really, the camp has started off good. It's really started off very good. I've been blessed. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm blessed right now. I am really blessed. Praise God. I am really blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God. Okay, let's turn to that. Okay, Haggai, the first chapter. What verse is that again, Bill?
5, 6, 7.
Okay, 5, 6, and 7. Let's all read that. Haggai, the first chapter. Okay, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yes.
Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Come up here early and read yours. Okay, read 4 through 7.
It is time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled house. No, is it time? Let me start over. Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house of the Lord lies in ruins? Now, therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways and set your mind on what has come to you. You have sown much, but you have reaped little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you do not have your fill. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages has earned them to put them in a bag with holes in it. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, your previous and present conduct, and how you have fared.
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, that's good, Bill. Thank you. 9 through 11? Okay. Verse 9. Come on up here again, Erling. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the lands. 9 through 11.
You looked for much harvest, and behold, it came to little. And even when you brought that home, it blew away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house which lies waste, while you yourselves run each man to his own house, eager to build and adorn it. That really sounds like us today, doesn't it? Therefore the heavens above you, for your sake, withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its produce. And I have called for a drought upon the land and the hill country, upon the grain, the fresh wine, the oil, and upon the ground, and what the ground brings forth, upon men and cattle, and upon all the wearisome toil of men's hands.
Thank you, Erwin. Praise God. I really feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here. Do you agree with what I'm telling you and teaching you? Or do you think I'm just way off in left field somewhere? Okay, great. Thank you, sister. Okay, Isaiah 41, 10 through 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. That's right. Our sister's right. You should not have fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. On the other hand, you should see what's going on and start warring against it. It's just like Blanche. She goes around the country. She wars against these things. All right, she's doing her part. Can she take care of the whole world? Why, no, she can't take care of the whole world. But she can take care of her part. All right? You're supposed to take care of your part. Yes, sister? Okay. How do you get above fear? Okay, you cast the spirit of fear out. Okay. The fear of God. Okay, the Bible says perfect love casteth out fear. All right. The perfect love for God casts us. I visualize that as if I could have perfect love for God, have absolutely no fear. Now, I tell people another way. They come to me and they got fears. I say, well, you don't trust God. If you had faith and trust in God, you wouldn't have fear. Irma. Okay, Irma says, so the tape can hear it, the fear of God is to hate evil. Make it quick, sister. All right, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Make it quick.
But you have to get into the Word and really get into the Word until you believe God so much, that you trust Him so much, that you know that He's with you and you know you can do it. But you've just got to really grow in that confidence.
Right, you have to get in the Word. You've got to find out what the Word of God says. And you can't just read the Bible. You've got to put it into practice in your life. Early?
Read this 10th verse out of the Amplified. This might help with the thing you're talking about.
The 10th verse? Okay, out of the Amplified, this is Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you. Notice, harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. That's great. You feel better? Okay. You don't have, what I'm telling you, the world is going to pieces around you, but you don't have fear. You have faith and confidence and trust in God. And you war the warfare. Right. Okay. Let's get into some deliverance here. It's been good. Praise God. I appreciate you helping me then, because I need help.
The body of Christ is a different world than this world out here.
Yes.
And we are called out separate people. And although we're not reached the fullness of this thing, but we'll beget God is preparing. He's moving in every word, every sermon, every message. Like Brian said this morning, that was one of the greatest messages I've ever heard.
Yes.
Going back to bring back out why we must come to God and be delivered. Why deliverance and to be filled with the Spirit. We've walked along here, some of us, for 40 years not knowing anything about deliverance.
Right.
We were filled with the Holy Ghost. We belonged to the church. We went to church. We were faithful to the church. And that didn't profit anything because it didn't bring life.
Yes.
In a sense, it helped us. But see, we're people that's of a different world. And she said this morning, we're trying to mix the two worlds.
Right. That's right. You've got to get the... You probably could hear what the sister said through the microphone. But you've got to get the mixture of the world out of you. You can't have both and prosper. Okay, now I'm going to go through just some demons that pertain to this lesson. Why don't you stand up? Okay, and just stretch and close your eyes and take a few minutes and repent. If I have hit you where it hurt, repent. And then we'll cast these demons out. Okay, repent. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the demons to come out that we have been dealing with here, that the people have repented of, that we have a right to cast you out. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now, command the spirits of rejection to come out. Now, come out. Spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection by the mother and the father, by brothers and sisters, by Christian brothers and sisters, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all rejection. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, be gone right now. Every spirit of rejection, we break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now, come out. All rejection, especially rejection that has to do with this lesson that I've taught. Come out. Any rejection by God, anybody who feels they're rejected by God, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, come out right now. Spirits of rejection, the family rejection. And I command all the works to go in the name of Jesus Christ. All roots, memories, scar nests, and habits, ruler demons, and lesser demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirit of bitterness. Bitterness, ruler of bitterness, roots of bitterness. Bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, suicide, death, abortion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, I call out a specialized spirit of abortion, murder, suicide, death, the killer spirit. I come against demons that came in through agreement with abortion, like a man agreeing with his wife or his girlfriend. I come against the agreement with abortion. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out. I want all that abortion to go in the name of Jesus Christ. All murder, suicide, death, the killer spirits. Come out, spirits of death. Now call out that fear of death. Any fear of death that may be hanging around the people here because of what I taught, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone. The fear of death. Or the fear of destruction, I command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Now come out, fear of death, fear of destruction, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come against demons of cowardliness, especially in the pastors and the fivefold ministry. Come out, demons of cowardliness. Come out, the demons where they fear man, the fear of man. I call out the spirit of fear of man rather than fear of God. Come out, fear of man, cowardliness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I drive out those coward demons. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose courage, understanding, wisdom, and strength upon us in Jesus' name. Now come out, demons of sterility, miscarriages, psychiatric aftermath, RH trouble, cubal pregnancies, premature babies, perforation of the uterus, blood clots, infections, fatal hepatitis. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out right now. Come out of the women. Demons that come in through abortion or demons that come down through familiar spirits, I command you to go. Come out. Familiar spirits that came down through abortion from the mother to the daughter, I command those to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, familiar spirits of abortion and all these other demons that come in through having abortions, I command those to go in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. We bind up all demons. We loose ourselves from them in Jesus' name. We agree that we're going to be better in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, be gone right now. Come out. Come out. The demons of after effects to the mother, spirits of abortion and related spirits, we bind, loose, and agree together in Jesus' name. We command you to go. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now, come out right now. Spirits of regression, repression, suppression, depression, low spirits, gloominess, dejection, sadness. Come out, neurotic spirits and psychotic spirits, spirits of hopelessness and inadequacy. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of oppression, obsession, and possession, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of low spirits or gloominess, dejection, sadness, hopelessness, inadequacy, neurotic demons, psychotic demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and drive you out of the people in Jesus' name. Come out the seven steps to demon possession. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Come out right now. Spirits of popularity, obeying the people, fear of the people, I command you to go. The inordinate desire to be popular, I command those to go in Jesus' name. Come out the inordinate desire to be popular. Come out, every spirit of pride, ego, vanity, we command you to go. Spiritual pride, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of greed and covetousness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of greed and covetousness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of obsession, oppression, depression, recession, and possession, go in Jesus' name. Go, I drive out the spirits of rebellion, stubbornness, hypocrisy, self-justification, hatred and self-hatred. Envy and jealousy, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of anger and murder, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, the devil's deeds, depression, despondency, despair, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, suicide, death, morbidity, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of demonic grief and demonic sorrow. Come out, spirits of trouble and regret, despondency, discouragement, despair, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of desperation and no hope and lack of hope. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirits of witchcraft and Jezebel and Ahab, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of domination, manipulation, control. Come out, spirits of fear and awful fear and demonic fear and paranoia. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of paranoia, paranoid fear, panic fear, come out in Jesus' name. We command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. Spirits of suicide and self-murder. I command those to go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of false visions and false dreams and false gifts and false prophecy. I command that to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of divination, witchcraft, sorcery, mediumism. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Demons of lies and lying, deceit and deception. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of vanity, divine divinations, witchcraft, depression. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go right now. We break all soul ties and drive out all demons that come in through false prophets, diviners, liars, vain people, and witches. We break soul ties to any pastor who's practicing charismatic witchcraft and trying to control his congregation. We break that in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive out spirits of depression and disease and so forth. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of shame, confusion, faithlessness, idolatry, dishonor. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Come out, spirits of trickiness and craftiness that come in through witch found. Come out, the demons that come in through Madam Eve and so forth. Go into the fortune teller. Come out, spirits of fortune telling, tarot cards, Ouija boards, reading tea leaves and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, we bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of child molestation, or physical, mental, spiritual, sexual molestation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, abuse, physical abuse. I command that to go, physical abuse by the parents. Come out, demons, emotional damage, spirits of delusion, psychological injuries, divorce. Come out, break the curse of separation and divorce. I drive those demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of separation and divorce. Come out, demons of brainwashing, psychological demons, psychiatry demons, emotional demons. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, demons of drugs and medicines. I call out the demons of drugs, spirits of medications used by doctors and psychiatrists. Come out, spirits of Elavil, Valium, and that whole family of mind control demons. Come out, spirits of mind control demons. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirit of ECT. I call out the spirit of electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, and shock treatment. Come out. Come out. Any demons of anyone who's had shock treatment, I bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now, come out. Come out of the brain right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Any fears that came in through shock treatment, I command those to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Demons that come in through destructive therapy, go, I drive out the loss of memory. Come out, spirit of forgetfulness and loss of memory. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of mental illness, madness, mania, mental retardation, senility, schizophrenia. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, demons of crazy or demons or people who called you stupid or ignorant and so forth. Come out, spirits of dumbness and stupidity. And I break those curses and I drive those demons out in Jesus' name. Come out, pathological demons, mental illness demons, spirits of disorder. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Now come out right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, spirit of LSD and drugs. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of street drugs. I call out demons of street drugs in Jesus' name. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you demons to line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. I bind every power that you have. I loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of the people. Come out, mind, out of their mind, will, and emotions. I stir you up and I drive you out. And I remind you demons that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total fear. And I command any fear out of the people in Jesus' name. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Now come out, spirits of fear. Come out, spirits of fear, especially in the women. I call out spirits of fear in the women. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out fear. Fears of all types and phobias of all types. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, fears and phobias of all types. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, the 210 phobias recognized. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. All the phobias, all the fears, fear of God, fear of lost salvation. That's right, fear of what is happening in the world. I command you to go. Now come out, the fears, I want those fears to go in Jesus' name. Go, all the fears. I command you to go. We have no fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Be gone, all fear in Jesus' name. That's right. Just keep on coming out. Your power is broken. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. We stir you up and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, I need to get a worker to go over here and work with this lady. Okay, anybody that needs help, raise your hand. I can't always tell by looking. Raise your hand if you need help. Okay, raise your hand if you need help. We got plenty of workers here. Okay, just keep on coming out, demons. You have no choice. You will come out in Jesus' name. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ, you must come out. In the name of Jesus, you have no choice, demons. And there was in her synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. So come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of these people, all these demons that are manifesting. I command you to go in Jesus' name. And even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. The word of God against you demons. Now come out of the people right now. Come out of the people in Jesus' name. For he had healed many, insomuch as they pressed upon him to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. You hear the word of God, demons? Now obey it. And the scribes which came down to Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind a strong man, and then he will spoil his house. We bind you, strong man. We spoil your house in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of that man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nine of the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us in the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place in the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus to see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told him how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come in the ship, he had been possessed with the devil, praying that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And he cast out many devils, and nor withal many were sick and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, let the dogs on the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephrata, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. And while the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this thing came unto him? And he said, Of a child. Praise God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.